New technology and the new media marketplace of the 21st century have greatly changed the nature of information exchange and the framework for human communication. We stand upon the precipice of a convergence of all human communication into a single data stream and the development of an electronic human network. Cave paintings, stone and paper etchings, wax and clay records, the communication frameworks of old are now nanoscale etchings, polarized atoms, insubstantial radio waves, beams of light, electrons, even quantum signatures on the border of scientific research and thought. The older communication frameworks favored systems of proxies, elected officials, designated champions, and sporadic polls. The greater populace was excluded from meaningful participation in issues of commonality, the grand economic, political, scientific, religious debates, and the historical and educational scholarly imperatives. It simply was not technically or administratively possible to include a large population in expansive dialogue when using the older frameworks and technology. Modern or new technology has lowered the barrier to communicate and participate. Now the greater populace, the everyday actors, participate in the recording of their thoughts, their dialogues, discussions. They narrate their negotiations, persuasions, compromise, consensus, and conflicts. Human communication in all its facets is no longer the preserve or the arena of an elite minority. Massively multiplayer online realities are one such tool in the new communication frameworks. MMOs are technology showcases which emulate the physical presence and proximity of the participants by simulating each individual and their shared reality on a computer. These communities are vast forums for social networking and experimentation in culture and perception. Politics, religion, culture, society, all the greater issues are emulated and the core principles modified, new concepts tested, as the participants play with the very stuff of reality and society. In one such MMO, Second Life, despite the tremendous effort spent on implementing the virtual reality, communication is still based on the older frameworks. The visual aspects of the simulation have been prioritized in the development. Dialogue and communication has been relegated to a linear textual chat system, as seen in the older frameworks. In essence, Second Life characters or avatars are still etching thought onto a virtual clay or wax tablet by typing on a keyboard. The Second Life community has learned to adapt to the limits of the system, but this framework cannot last. The introduction of voice technology into Second Life will be another paradigm shift in communications technology. To date, the emphasis in Second Life on text chat has facilitated the growth of the community, but it's also impeded wider adoption by the non-technical or non-literate. Voice is a bridging technology and dictates that certain social and technical measures are implemented before it's widely adopted. Second Life must not discriminate against the members of the community who choose to communicate textually, and we must not discriminate against those who choose to use voice. Second Life is not reality. The participants in the community agree in what form their reality takes. They opt into societal constraints. Similarly, they must be able to toggle voice integration on demand and play with their voice technology and concepts. We must not encourage divisive tiers in Second Life, built around text and voice, or insist that real-life concerns are echoed in virtual reality.